Thai voters went to the polls Sunday in an effort to complete parliamentary elections that had been rejected by the opposition. By-elections were held in the 40 districts that failed to elect members of the lower house of parliament in the first round on April 2nd because of a boycott by the three main opposition parties. Many voters said they planned again to cast abstention votes Sunday as part of the boycott to protest the government of Thaksin Shinawat. Mr. Thaksin was re-elected by a landslide last year, but stepped aside as prime minister after the snap elections 3 weeks ago. Chulalongkorn University professor Thitinanpong Suthirak says Sunday's polls are not likely to fill all of the vacant parliamentary seats, and as a result, it will be difficult for the new assembly to open as required on May 2nd.
The by-elections are unlikely to solve what is shaping up to be a constitutional crisis. Basically, the lower house is incomplete. Whether an incomplete lower house can convene is questionable.
He says the election commission likely will ask the courts to rule on whether parliament can convene while it tries to hold new elections in the vacant districts. The Thaksin government would like parliament to open in order to elect a new prime minister. Mr. Thaksin says he will not be a candidate, but his party will dominate the body because of the opposition boycott. Mr. Thaksin's party won 56% of the vote nationwide on April 2nd, but a third of the voters delivered a strong protest vote against his government by casting abstention ballots. Elections for the Senate, the upper house of parliament, were held Wednesday with similar results to those of the lower house. Before the April 2nd elections, the opposition, which accuses the Thaksin government of corruption and misuse of power, held months of almost daily rallies, which it says could resume if parliament opens because of legal technicalities. The opposition wants a neutral prime minister to be appointed to oversee constitutional revisions and hold new elections. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Bangkok.